Our next story takes us to a place we don't often visit on the world, New Zealand. Politics there are in a kind of uproar right now. The country's prime minister, John Key, is in his third term, but recently faced an outright rebellion from women in parliament. From Dunedin, Carla Green has our story.
Many female politicians in New Zealand say they've just about had it. About 2 years ago, a big story broke here. Several girls had gone to the police, saying a group of teenage boys had gotten them drunk, raped them, and then bragged about it on Facebook. To the public's outrage, the boys were never charged. And at one point, in response to the story, Prime Minister Key said, quote, "These young guys should just grow up," unquote. It didn't go over well. He was eviscerated online for making light of the accusations. Marama Davidson is a member of parliament with the Green Party. She's one of 40 female MPs, many of whom say they're fed up with Key.
He himself has been an example of the sexism that exists in our culture. And it was, you know, we'd had enough. As women, we'd had enough.
And then, recently, this happened.
And dispatched order. To New Zealand. Order. Will you back the rapists?
Order!
It was part of a debate in Parliament about New Zealand citizens detained in Australia, a long simmering backstory too complicated to go into. The point is, female MPs felt like the Prime Minister was making light of rape, yet again, while also accusing them of somehow supporting it. They asked Key to apologize.
And I've determined that the House should not be offended at that.
But the Speaker wouldn't ask Key to apologize, although lawmakers say apologies are fairly common in Parliament. So a whole group of opposition lawmakers walked out in protest. Then about a dozen female MPs decided to take it a step further. They wanted to make the point that rape can't be used to score political points. They decided to tell their own stories on the parliamentary floor.
Point of order, Marama Davidson.
As a victim
order
of sexual
the member,
violence...
Order, the member will leave the... The member will leave the chamber.
In total, about 12 women tried to speak out. First, the Speaker of the House ruled the women out of order and told them to sit down. But as the declarations kept coming, the Speaker started to kick out the female MPs who tried to speak, one by one. The rest walked out in solidarity. For many of these women, this was the first time they'd spoken publicly about being sexually violated. Green Party co-leader Mitiria Ture spoke about being sexually assaulted in a taxi when she was a teen.
At some point, we have to stop, particularly men, from having such a blasé attitude towards sexual assault. We just have to.
The female MPs say they're far from the first New Zealand women to be silenced or ignored when coming forward about sexual violence. They say police and other authorities often dismiss or ridicule women who report being sexually assaulted. And it's worse for Maori girls and women. Ministry of Justice data show they're almost twice as likely as white women to be sexually assaulted at some point in their lives. But under the Key administration, funding has been cut for the very organizations that support victims of sexual violence. Clarissa Newdorf works for one of those organizations, a survivor support service in the South Island of New Zealand. She says she's worried about the message New Zealand women will take away from the episode in Parliament this month.
It might make it more visible about how common rape and sexual abuse are and how many people it does affect. I think that's really positive. But then the issue was that they were silenced. And so I think that's sending a very strong message as well. And so that could also make more women worried about disclosing.
Still, the female MPs say staying quiet wasn't an option.
We can't tackle it if it stays in the dark. And that's just the awful truth of it.
That awful truth, Mitiria Ture says, means lawmakers like her will have to be the first to speak out about sexual violence. She and other female MPs hope that will finally spur a conversation New Zealand has been reluctant to have. For The World, I'm Carla Green in Dunedin, New Zealand.